kind of an out-of-body experience. We just have to laugh at it, you know, all the time and just be like, you know, we're on our way to the Times after this. And we're just like, how did we get here? We just, you know, stumbled our way through.
For mainstays in a small-town Wisconsin music scene, New York City definitely comes as a shock. But it's only the latest surprise in the developing career of Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. A preacher's son, a soulful voice, and stop you in your tracks lyrics. That's just part of the story behind Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons, and a few of the flavors you'll hear on their new EP called Cabin Ghosts. Where does this loose folk and country blues sound come from? Well, that leads us to Appleton, Wisconsin, a small town north of Milwaukee where Harry Houdini grew up. And according to Corey Chisel, Houdini is one of many interesting characters who've called Appleton home, a fact that actually inspired the album title, Cabin Ghosts.
Well, it's playing a little bit on some of the, like, the supernatural activity that we take credit for in Wisconsin. All the great, like every great, like, serial killer's from, like, Ed Gein.
Great and, serial killer.
You know, like, all kinds of weird stuff. So there's this creepy element to the woods up there, you know? I mean, people just... You don't go to Wisconsin to be a part of anything. You go to exile yourself, to be away from things, you know? So tall tales kind of just come with the territory. So these songs, you know, essentially are you know, grander pictures of real events, you know? It's like ghost stories. So they're, you know, they're little cabin ghosts.
Your love is so wrong for me. I just keep on trying to tear out my dreams. Nobody knows what nobody sees. I see this way to ruin. I see this way to grace. But I just can't stand to see the smile on your face. If you thought for a minute I'd gone the right way. And my discourse is dying from the life I've left undone. Well, now look what I've become.
How about music? Where does the music fit in Appleton or just in your life growing up?
Yeah, well, growing up, my dad was a minister. So I started off doing music, doing like the dog and pony show with him, just kind of, you know, like did
like
the fire and brimstone.
And
yeah,
really?
Yeah, we traveled a little bit because we were a part of little churches and they would always like sort of close down. And when the offering ran out, we ran out a little bit too. So my mama played the piano and my sister sang and I sang. And so it was like my dad closed the show, you know, with the redemption and guilt and all that good stuff. So I learned about that from that. But then the music scene in Wisconsin is really great, like insulated. There's nobody attempting to get outside of Wisconsin because it's not really done. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a trade job like anything else. Like you work the local taverns and play for 3-4 hours a night for, you know, PBR and pizza, and it keeps you out of the paper mill.
So let me back in the boat, let me back in your arms, let me cry to the wind. I know you need me, babe. Regardless of all the things you see, well, I know you see it. I know you see it my way.
Corey Chisel and the Wandering Sons, and a live version of See It My Way, recorded at WFUV. To hear more in-studio performances and interviews, visit the online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.